Back on Downtown, and tonight is the night for University of Maine Black Bear Hockey. They are back in the NCAA tournament down in Springfield, Massachusetts, where they take on Cornell this evening. And to get all the lowdown on it, we are joined by the voice of the Black Bears, Maine's Sportscaster of the Year, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hi, Rich. Happy to chat with you. And an exciting day for the Black Bears, an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament, first time since 2012.
Yeah, it is exciting indeed. And boy, last weekend, what a great time. Despite the loss by the Black Bears, man, what a stellar turnout by University of Maine fans down at the TD Garden for the hockey semifinals.
They took over the building. I mean, Black Bear jerseys were everywhere when I arrived before the first game. UMass and BC played the first game of the day. And you know how it works at the TD Garden. It's the train station down there, the Amtrak. I mean, they were walking through there to get to where we had to go. There were Black Bear jerseys and sweatshirts everywhere. It looked like a UMaine home game, just a sea of blue. It was incredible. And, you know, they lost to beat Boston University. We know that. But they played well. It was an interesting game. They just could not solve Matthew Caron, the BU goaltender, just couldn't get a puck past him. When they made it 2-1, I thought, all right, maybe this is what they need to get back in this game. But BU just has so much firepower. They were able to take the 2-goal lead back. And the Terriers are a good hockey team, and they took advantage of their power play opportunities, which is what they did earlier in the year against Maine. And that they won that game. I think Maine won the 5-on-5 battle, but it doesn't really matter. BU won the game, and the Black Bears live to fight another day, which is the good part.
Absolutely. BU going to be tough, as is BC in the national tournament. You think there's a pretty good chance that at least one, if not both of them, will make their way to the Frozen Four?
I'd be surprised if both don't, you know, to be honest with you. I really, really would. BC is... I watched both the games. I stayed for the championship game on Saturday. BC is just such a well-oiled machine right now. They're just playing so well. And Boston University has so much talent. I mean, I have them both pegged in to the Frozen Four. But we'll see what happens, you know, this throughout this weekend, and then we'll know.
I think this is, again, you know much more than I, but this looks to me like a pretty good bracket for Maine.
I don't hate it. I like it. I think every team in this bracket is good. Cornell, who Maine has to play tonight in their first opponent, or you know, really the only opponent that matters at this point, is a team that can just suffocate high scoring players. They're a defensive minded team. Mike Schaefer, their head coach, has been there for a billion years. He's got a well established program. 21 wins on the year. And, you know, they don't allow many goals at all. They've got a good goaltender in Ian Shane, who is a junior, 6 feet tall from California. But he's got a 1.70 goals against average and a .922 save percentage. So 21 wins, all the wins were with Shane and Nett. So it's another tough goaltender, which is what you're going to get this time of year. But I think Maine's got to find a way to really drive the net and really challenge Shane and get past some of these Cornell defensemen, because that's what they do. They slow teams down. Now, Maine gets the last line change. They're technically the home team, and the home team gets the last line change. So that will allow Coach Barr and the Black Bears to see what personnel Cornell puts on the ice, and then they can match. So that's a nice advantage for Maine, which they've earned.
So
pick and choose who they put out there.
Do you think, John, offensively for Maine, is it more about getting quality opportunities to score or just trying to overwhelm them with shots on goal?
I think they're going to want to try to overwhelm them with shots and with speed and just put as many pucks on net as they can early, create rebounds, drive the net. You know, the Nadeaus and Nolan Runwick have been playing well together. Lyndon Breen scored the lone goal in Boston, but they've got a couple of lines that can produce. Ben Poisson's a big player. He gets net front. I think they're going to just try to use their strength and their speed to get pucks on net. Just see what they got early on, see what happens with the rebounds, and then decide what they're going to do from there.
And what's the key defensively for the Black Bears?
Well, I feel like I say this every week, stay out of the penalty box. Obviously, Maine got hurt by taking some, you know, maybe questionable penalties. Don't give them extra opportunities. But also, the main defense has been playing really well. So I think keep doing what they have been doing, 5-on-5. David Brazil, one of the co-captains, has looked so good recently. His back-checking has been quick. He's come back and taken away a couple breakaways the last few weekends. Liam Lesikowski's a freshman. He's got a ton of experience now, not really a freshman anymore. He's a big body. He's 6'5", and he's going to have a big game because Cornell has a lot of tall forwards. They've got a bunch of them over 6 feet, a couple 6'3". So they're going to need Brazil and the size of Lesikowski to help neutralize the Cornell offense.
I know the UMass fans scooped up a whole lot of tickets, sir, early in the week, but I still would expect a big contingent of Maine Black Bear fans there this evening.
I would as well. We know we talked about it. Maine just travels so well. I know that the head coach for UMass, Greg Carville, put out a tweet before the bracket was even announced. Hey, Maine's probably coming to Springfield. Get all the tickets you can. Let's make it a UMass home game because Amherst, not very far from Springfield. And UMass is the host of this regional. So I know they were worried about it before they even knew. So I think the UMass, the faithful, bought as many as they could. But, don't ever look past Black Bear Nation. They'll be there.
Oh, no question about that. Now, how did your ride go with Larry Mahoney?
Larry, I don't get to ride very much with him. You and Bob get to do this all the time, ride down the road. A road trip with Larry is always fun. We did it last week to Boston. He navigates, I drive, just similar to you and Bob. I think the play-by-play announcer has to drive. It just seems like an unwritten rule.
I think so. That's always been my understanding, yes.
Let me ask you this. Does Bob have endless snack?
Bob does. Bob is a big proponent of the Road granola bars, so he's always got those going, and he's very good about sharing. If you get hungry, Bob is there for you.
Okay, so he and Larry are even on that one. Yeah, snacks, crackers, candies, I got it all. When you get to the hotel with Larry, he's got a couple Molson Triple X's hidden in the back. Not my favorite, but he's got them there if you need them.
Oh, that's nice. I like that, too. Bob is also, a key component to your travel companion on these road trips is you got to have somebody who stays awake. You can't have that guy in the passenger seat dozing off because they've got to keep you alert, especially on the ride home.
Slept since 1987, so I'm good.
That's
perfect.
I don't think
you ever sleep.
That may be the truth right there. Absolutely. 5:30 puck drop. You're on the air with the pregame at 5.
You got it. Maine, Cornell, Black Bears in the Big Red NCAA tournament. Let's go.
All right. Now, we'll still be on the air, but people, you have my permission to change it over. Check out John and Larry and the game. It's the playoffs, for goodness sakes. You have to have priorities.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Travel safely on the way home, and let's make sure you stay there for a little while and move on to the next round.
I would love that. That'd be great.
Great. Thank you, John. Be well.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.